Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday the 18th of November 2024. I want to talk today about persuasion. I've got a book on this. Hang on, I'm just going to grab it off my bookshelf. There we go, great big book. It's written by Dr. Robert Cialdini, who wrote probably one of the best books ever on influencing people and using marketing and psychology principles to influence people. That book is called Influence. Came out in 1984. You should read that. It's a very good book. And then about 10 years or so ago, he brought out another book. It's called Persuasion. It's called A Revolutionary Way to Influence and Persuade. And the basic idea behind persuasion is that you influence people before you try and sell them something or it's kind of influencing people before you do something. Got to be honest, I found the first book great. I found the second book a big read. There's a lot of words, there's a lot of pages, and I don't think there's a huge number of great ideas in there. I think he's certainly not beaten his previous early work. But let's look at how you could use persuasion in your marketing. So let's just take something like cybersecurity, for example. You'll see that often when we're writing content for you, we will talk about stats of how other businesses have been affected by cybersecurity. So we might say, for example, just randomly making a stat up here, which obviously we research that, but just for the sake of this podcast, you know, let's say 70% of businesses have had a cyber incident in the last 12 months. The average loss has been $100,000 in the last 12 months. So that kind of throwing in a stat like that is a persuasion. What we're trying to do, before we ever talk to them about what it is that you can do to help them, we're trying to persuade them, persuade them that lots of businesses like them are being affected, and it's no longer something that only affects a few businesses. It's now a big and scary thing. And for the same reason, you would and should use customer stories, testimonials, social proof, you know, to do a similar kind of thing. So if you've got a customer who says, I wish I'd done all these things before the cyber criminals attacked us, you know, so my MSP, my IT security firm, they saved us, but it took them 5 days and it costs thousands of dollars. I wish I'd invested in this tool, or I wish I'd done this protection before I was attacked. And of course, a real customer saying that rather than you saying that, that makes that more real. So the concept of persuasion is simply about influencing someone and almost setting a context for the message. So if you're going to give someone a message of, please invest some dollars in this cybersecurity protection, giving them some social proof or some stats or other things, other ways of persuading them. Before you do that, it sets a context. It's like a frame. If you think of a painting and you look at the painting, the frame that goes around the painting sets some context for the painting. You know, artists have known that for hundreds of years, and it's exactly the same in B2B marketing as well. You persuade someone by setting a good context and a good framework. By the way, if you want to discuss that a little bit more, we can talk about that in the members only Facebook group. Just start a topic and we'll happily chat about that. And if you're not in that, just go into the portal, search for the word Facebook, and you'll see there's a link there for you to join our Facebook group, which is only for our active members. So this coming Thursday, we're going to be releasing new content for you. It's for you to use from next week, so week commencing the 25th of November, and it's about a new phishing scam. This is a scary one because it's using OneDrive and SharePoint. So they actually use your own cloud, not yours, but your client's cloud credentials to try then to get things past security filters and to get them to zap QR codes and stuff like that. So all the details are in that. We're releasing that on Thursday for you to use next week. And if you've got any questions or there's anything at all we can do to help you with your marketing, you know where we are. Me and my team, we are here to help you with anything that makes your marketing easier. Just email us, hello@mspmarketingedge.com.